Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Dalet, and we got up to the two dots yesterday. So, the Mishnah concludes the first case with the where a woman asserted Hana'ah from all of the briot with the words that she could be nana from Leket Shikopeya, and seems to very studiously ignore the possibility of her being nana from Maaseroni, which one would think is more available to her. Why doesn't it say Maaseroni? Lo katani b'maaseroni. Now, if you take a look at the Braita, which paraphrases the din of the Mishnah, in the Braita it says the same thing, but it adds Yecholala and not Beleket Shikopeya u'b'maaseroni. How do you explain that? What would be the reason it would be left out in the Mishnah? Omer Rav Yosef lo kasha. Harabi Eliezer, harabona. The truth is that there's a very important machloket which has implications for this sugya. What is basically the question at hand over here? Whether in being nene from Maaserani, she is ultimately being nene from the person who is giving out the Maaserani, right? That's the question, which is called Tovat Hana'ah. In other words, is that value that he gave him the right to distribute tzedakah, that's also worth money. So if he chooses her to be the beneficiary of his distribution, so she's being nana, that tovat hana'ah. If that has value, then she's being nana. And that indeed is a function of the following machloket. Even though it doesn't seem on the surface to be related, we shall see that in a rather complex way it is. And it goes like this. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is a Mishnah in Demai. Ein Adam tzarich likrot shem al maaser ani shel Demai. The question is over here. Once again, to review the din of Demai. Basically, the Chachomim did a survey and discovered that most Amei Haaretz take off Trumot u'Maasrot. However, since there was a significant number who would only take off Truma Gedola, because Truma Gedola doesn't cost you anything, since you can't ultimately rely on even a single kernel of grain to potter everything. So everybody would take off Truma Gedola without Yotzei Min HaKlal. But there were a significant number of people who did not take off Maaser. So that's very expensive. It's a 10% cost. So they made a takana that when you buy food from someone who is not certified as being reliable for Maaser, which we call an amaret, it has nothing to do with your level of learning, it has to do with your level of integrity and your having accepted in front of a group of people that you will always be careful with Maaser. A chaver. So they made a takana, go ahead and take off anyway, once again, mitzad asafek, take off the trumot u'masrot. However, not the trumot, the masrot. The trumot, yes, but only the truma of the maaser, which is trumat maaser, not the truma gedola. Trumat maaser is expensive. But that's 1%, basically. But the truma gedola doesn't cost you anything.
Truma
Gedola won't cost you anything because you could potter with one pita for the whole thing. So Mamela, we have now a situation which somebody's going to buy, he's going to take off the maaser, but now the question is, does he have to distribute the maaser? No. Because he could say, listen, gentlemen, you want maaser, prove that this is really maaser. I'm taking off the maaser l'chumra in order that there shouldn't be teva. Now, if you, Levium, would like this maaser, I'm happy for you to present evidence that the original guy hadn't already taken off maaser and given it to you. You're coming to me. Amotzi michavero alav araya. So the takona of taking off demai is not a takona in monetary matters. You can't force me to give money I may not owe. It's only to take it off, and then I get to eat it myself. There's no iser in Yisrael. Obviously, the trumat maaser I can't eat, because that's only kosher for Kohani. But things that are kosher for me, I can eat. Mitzad asafek, let somebody prove it's not mine. Now the question is, how about Maaser Ani, which is taken off once every 3 years, in place of the Maaser Sheni? Do I have to say, okay, this is the Maaser Ani, of course I'm not going to give it to anybody, unless you can prove that it's Maaser Ani, but do I have to be courage shame and say, this is Maaser Ani? Or do I say, since Maaser Ani, I'm not going to give anyway, it doesn't create tevel in what was left, the way Truma and other Maaser does. And we'll see what that's dependent on. So Rebbe Eliezer says, indeed, there's no point in going out and saying this is Maaser Aniyim. You can just leave it there, because you're not going to give it anyway. So, in Adam Tzarich Likrot Shema Maaser Anishadumai, Vechachamim Omrim, it's not true. You have to say.
He just designates it.
You don't have to.
Not at all.
Nothing. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, you have to designate it, because otherwise you'll be left with Tevel. But you don't have to take it out and give it. You just have to designate it that this side, the 10% over here, close to the edge, that's Maaser Ani, and then you eat it yourself. Now, apparently, that machlokas is dependent on the following issue. My love. Leman di Amar Sveko Tovel. Leman di Amar, who says over here that you have to take it out, and that therefore, I mean, the Bach reverses this, because it's in the order in which we presented it originally, according to Rabbi Yezer, it's Eno Tovel. So we could go in that, in the order of the Bach. Leman di Amar Sveko Eno Tovel. So there seems to be a machlokus over here, very clearly, whether the suffix is, and it doesn't really only mean suffix, it's because we're talking about suffix. But whether not removing Maaser Ani creates Tevel in what's left behind. That's the Shaila. Interestingly enough, that Shaila directly affects something that appears to be completely unrelated. And what is that? Whether you have Tovat Hana'ah. What possible connection is there between the two sugyas? One doesn't seem to have anything to do with it. But the truth is that the Torah, the Makor in the Torah for the Isser of Achilas Teva Bechlav is based on the Posik of Elo Yechalal Es Kodshei B'nei Yisrael Es Asher Yarimu L'Hashem. Now notice the Lashon of Yarimu. They will be taking off. Don't be Mechalal that which has within it that which will be ultimately taken off. You'll be chayav nisa if you're mechalal it by eating it without taking off. All right. So that means that the Torah is saying if you have now produce that you need to take off from as a maisers from anybody who eats it, you're being mechalal now the kedusha, so to speak, which was meant to be removed from within it and set aside. But why make it dependent in the act of Haram? From there, the Sifri learns that the act of Haram itself is central to the question of whether something is Tovel. What does that mean? Tovel. If Tovel means by not taking it out, what's left is Tovel. There's a verb called Tovel. That's what we're referring to here. So now the question is, there's two types of matanot. There's a matana that you give, where it says vinatata, you should give it. There are matanot, which it says vihinachta, you should leave it. So if it's telling you to leave it, then it's never telling you to take it out. Just leave it. So you have now payah, leave it. Don't take it and give it to anybody, just don't touch it. If the Torah says you should leave something, it means it's not up to you to say who's going to get it. It's none of your darn business. It's the same thing as Shviyas. You can't start saying, I like you. You come into my field to take my pears. You can't do that for Peah either. You can't do that for Lekan and Shikha either.
Selected package.
No, it's not selective. It has to be across the board. However, where the Torah makes it dependent on you, and it says you give it, v'natata. So then if it's telling you can give it, that means you have the right to select to whom you wish to give it. In that sugya itself is the issue of Tovat Hana'ah. If the Torah is telling you it's up to you to give it, so then you determine to give it. That seems on the surface to be worth money. I mean, after all, someone could come to you and say, look, Joe, I got a grandson who's a Kayan. You know, my daughter, she married a Kayan. I'd like it very much if you would give your truma to him. Well, I might consider doing so if you make it worth my while. So he can pay him or give him a gift. I mean, that's money. So that's tovatana. There's nothing wrong with that for Kohen to do it. It's terrible. Because that's called a Kohen that's b'chazah bet agro. No, he's trying to get it for himself. But to buy that right for another Kohen, there's nothing wrong with it. So that's tovatana. Now, Shain, can you try to do such a thing with Peya? Mashainka, when it comes, it's in Barnea's neighborhood all the time. Yeah. So.
Yeah,
5,000
liters of olive oil.
Yes,
Barnea. You've heard. You see a warehouse full of
Chuma
olive oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go and talk to them about who to give it to.
When the delivery came to the parking lot, a Cohen drove by and said, "I'm a Cohen, can I have one?" Okay, I gave him. it's real.
Some of us are friends.
Gentlemen.
See, how do you join?
The conservative movement has only figured out how you resign. But apparently the process of resignation involves finding a pretty girl for some reason. I have no idea.
Large donation goes well. Very large donation.
Finding a pretty girl seems to be pretty popular.
It's not as easy.
All right. In any event.
Sorry, I just
tried. I tried.
Just the whole tone changes when it's real.
We already live in your neighborhood. You don't have to keep beating us. We're there. You've done it for us.
It's not hypothetical.
No. So, anyway, thank you. So, if you hold, however, you try to pay somebody for his payah, that'll be straight out of Geneva. This guy can't give. He can't say, "I'm going to let your grandson come in for payah." It's none of his business, and he can't sell that right because he doesn't have it. Now, the Lashon of Asher Yarimu seems to be making the halacha of Tevel Es Asher Yarimu LaHashem, that which they will be taking out, instead of to be mafrish or to be kerei, is making it dependent on your lifting it out physically, which means it's like giving. It's up to you to give it. Hey, there's no harimu. Like a chikva, there's no arima. So that means the only things that would create tevel in not removing them are the things that you have a right to give. Aha! If that's the case, the machlokas over here between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachomim as to whether Maaser Ani creates tevel in not removing it has direct implications for the question of whether you have a right to give it. Because the Torah made those two things interdependent by using the Lashon of Asher Yarimu to define the nature of Lo Yechalalu that is said by Tevel. Therefore, the Chiyav Misan Tevel V'Lo Yechalalu Umei Tuvok Yechalalu is all dependent on whether this is included in something which requires Asher Yarimu Lashem. Therefore, says the Gemara, it would appear that the Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer Nechachomi, since they're arguing about whether you need to take out the Tevel in order to avoid tevel, you need to take out the maaser ani, then what are they arguing about? Whether the presence of maaser ani is included in Asher Yarimu LaHashem. But by the same token, if you hold it is, and therefore creates tevel if it hasn't been removed, you're also telling me that you have the right to give it and that that's worth money. Ah, but if you have the right to give it and it's worth money, then a woman who is Asura Ba'anor wouldn't be able to be nana from it from you. So step by step, we have reached the conclusion that the Mishnah, therefore, that's saying, by implication, she can only be nana from Leket Shekel Peah, but she cannot be nana from the Maaser Ani, apparently holds that in the Maaser Ani, she would be deriving benefit directly from the man that she said she can't derive benefit from. Must be that he has Tovat Hana'ah. But if he has Tovat Hana'ah, it means that it's Asher Yarimu, in which case what's left behind creates Tevel. Exactly what the Chachamim said. That means the Braita and the Mishnah are essentially representing these two shittot. Brilliant. Good. So therefore we have no problem. It's not a contradiction. It's two shittot. Either you hold like Rebbe Eliezer, which directly means, if it doesn't create tevel, it means you don't have tovat hana'ah. Or you hold like a chachon. If it creates tevel, you do have tovat hana'ah. Therefore she can't be nana. And that's what the Mishnah says. I don't think it's necessarily so. I would say that actually everybody could end up holding. Kuleyama Savar, everybody would hold Sveiko against Sveiko. We only bring over here because we're talking about Sveiko. There can't be a difference in Teva, whether it's Suffolk or Vada. There's no such thing. It's just that Tamai is by definition Sveiko, so therefore we're talking about sins when it comes to Tamai. We're saying, look, is there a problem that I need to be mafreshed? Will I have a problem with Teva? That's what we mean by Sveiko Togo. Even though it's only Suffolk, nonetheless it's Togo. But obviously that's dependent on whether Vado is Togo. So don't let that confuse you. So everybody holds Sveiko Tovel, so they may be arguing about something else entirely when Reb Eliezer says you don't have to be mafresh. It's not because if you're not mafreshit, nothing's wrong. It's because you can rely on the fact that the Amoritz was already mafreshit. Exactly the same way that you rely on him for Truma Gedela. Why do you rely on him for Truma Gedela? Because there's no monetary loss involved. What's it going to cost him? Take off Truma Gedela, one chita. So you're saying, so over here it's going to cost him all of that meiser. So all he needs to do is wake up in the morning and say, I am here by an onion. I am mafkir all of my things. Run out, grab the maserani, and then say, wow, look at this, a beautiful storehouse of all kinds of expensive things. I think I'll be zov in it. And then take his things back. So now he figured out a way in which he can easily take off his maserani. It doesn't cost him any money. So why not? Might as well be religious. It doesn't cost him any money. Forgive us, Lord, for those who can't afford you. But if you can afford them, okay, maybe, why not? Mio Tov! What?
You see the movie Act of God?
Act of God?
Lightning bolt burns up his boat. So he goes to the insurance company and says, no, we're not responsible. It's Act of God. So God's responsible, we're God's representatives. So he's Tavea, the head rabbi, the head Kadi, and the head priest of Australia. And you have to pay. They're stuck because if we're really representing God.
It sounds Australian.
They wouldn't know.
All sorts of things going on.
Just maybe
to
complete ignorance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to complete ignorance.
Yeah. Okay. It's very much in for Ador and Kerry. Randomness. Very nice. Okay. Maybe we'll speak about it in Parsha's offer. Okay. Therefore, says Abai, I got a better solution. Rabbi Eliezer are arguing in Rabbona Balkamil. There's no reason to be choshed that the Amoritz didn't take off the Maserani himself. Why? Because since all he needs to do, if he would be mafkir's nechasim, he would technically be considered an ani at that moment. He could then go and take his own maaser ani like any other ani. So, shokale. So let Leib say that he always feels, in the end, if I really need it, I can get it. So what's the difference? I can just, I can be mafkir's and be a good boy. Whereas Rabban and Savre, nobody views that as an option because people are worried. What if there's some joker that's sitting around waiting for the moment, you know? I know that phony. He's going to go and be zoken his own maserani. Aha! I shall wait until I hear him say it's hefker, and then I'll be the first one to be zoken all of his property. Then what's he going to do? So Dilma Zachi Behin Shiachrine. He's always afraid somebody else is going to be zoken it. Hilkach Nevshidu, therefore it does cost the money, and therefore it's like anything else. It's like Truma and Meiser, and therefore he is choshed, you have to take it off. Very simple machlokas has absolutely nothing to do with the issue that we're talking about over here. In which case, so he doesn't like Rabbi Yosef's answer. Rabbi Yosef had a very simple answer to Machlokas, Rabbona, Rabbi Eliezer. Says, who's to say that there's such a Machlokas? So Rava says, okay, I have another answer then. I have another answer between the Mishnah and Bright is not a problem. Rava Omar, Kan b'maaser ani mitchalek b'toch habayit ektiva bevi netina v'natata malevi v'lagir mishum achi asur leile tanuye. Kan b'maaser ani mitchalek b'toch agronot kimad ektiva bevi hinachta b'sha'arecha. Therefore, shari. So basically, there are two psukim which the Braita and the Sifra asks as a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah says, "V'natatala levila kerli atom alamana," and then "Vaklu b'sharecha v'saveyu." They are the ones that are going to be nena from your largesse and giving it to them. On the other hand, it says about exactly the same thing, where we have the ikar fi of a maaser on him, mikseh shalosh shanim. So this shalosh shanim once every 3 years, and it says v'inachta. V'nachta b'sharecha, leave it. Leave it means it's like payah, which you don't have a right to give. Ask the Sifra, make up your mind, which one is it? Answers the Sifra that there's a difference. If you're talking about a time where aniyim are being mistovavim, you just finished the goren, leave it. What are you taking it? But if the rains have already started, well, you leave it. And nobody's there, what's the point of leaving it? You're just going to get ruined. Take it into your home. Once you become responsible for taking your home, then it's up to you to decide what to give. So that means that there's two stages in Maaser Ani. There's no machlokas between the Brais and the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, look, let's not discuss Maaser Ani, it's too complicated. Sometimes there is Tovat Hana'ah. It depends on the season. The Braita is coming to tell me, but don't think that the Mishnah means it across the board. There are times where she could be in it from Maaser Ani. Leaves it to us to recognize the contradiction between the Mishnah and Braita and to figure out that this is a direct implication of the two psukim that seem to contradict each other and the resolution that is found in the Sifra. So, lovely. Very simple, says Rabbi. No problem. So, kind of Maaser Ani mitchalek betocha bayit, where over there the Torah said, Nitina v'natata lelevi v'lager v'achlu b'sharecha. Mishum elchi yaser leletanuye, because it's tovat hana'ah. Because over there, you don't have any rights to it. You just leave it there. Therefore, it's mutter for the woman to be nene from the, as the Braita said, not only like a chikopeya, but also maaser ani. Now, let's take a look at the closing of the entire Mishnah. The Mishnah obviously wants to address this issue of tovat hana'ah. And it does it in a very, very clever way. It brings two cases. The two cases are resolved in such a way that appears to be contradictory. If a person says, Konim, all Konim v'nevi'im. So then they come, they take this Trumas Amaisis, whether he likes it or not. Baal Korcho. If he says, only a particular Kohen, so then that particular Kohen cannot be Neneh from. Asks the Gemara, how does that work? First you say, Kohanim Levim Nenim Li, Yitlo Baal Korcho. They should take it without his consent. How can they take something without his consent if it's his money? You're saying, what do you mean, Truma is his money? Yes, but my ability to define to whom I give it is money. So you can't just take it from me. How are you going to make up for that stealing? So apparently the Mishnah holds that the fact that I can determine who to give it to is not worth money. It's not called stealing. So apparently the Mishnah is telling us Tovat Hana'ah ain't a mammon. So take a look at the very next words. The very next words say, if I don't want a particular coin to be nene for me, he cannot come and take it. Why not? What's he stealing? It's not mine, it's Truma. You're saying he's stealing my right to define who to give it to? Tough. We already said that that's Baal Korcho could be taken. So how can you have it both ways? Alma Tovat Hana'ah is mammon, says Rav Hoshaya. You're right. The Mishnah basically wants to bring us out the fact that there's a machlokas, whether Tovat Hana'ah is considered to be mama. Ha Rabbi, va Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. I believe that there's a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda about whether legally we view Tovat Hana'ah as being considered a ba'alut. There's no question that it's worth money, gentlemen. Because the fact is, I can make money on it. Anything I can make money on is worth money. That's not the issue. The issue is it merely a grama? You're preventing me from making the money that I could have made. Or is it an actual ownership? Is it reflected in the value of the very thing itself? There's a tremendous difference between those things. I'm not responsible for causing you the loss of what might have been profit for you, that you could have had. I'm responsible for destroying something on which you have ba'alut, which is defined by mammon in the Torah. If this is ba'alut, so then it's mammon. If you're telling me, no, it's just a way in which you can make money ultimately, then it doesn't give me any kind of ba'alut, it doesn't give me any mammon. I believe that this is an machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. This is what Rav Hoshaya is claiming. Now we're gonna challenge that. Maybe there's another basis for the machlokas. But let's first take a look and see what the machlokas is that he believes leads to this issue. It'll soon turn itself off. It will soon turn itself off. Okay. D'tanya, where's the machlokas? Gonev tivlo shel chaviro. A guy steals someone's tevel. And he goes in and he eats it. V'yochlo. So now we can't recover the tevel. How much money does he owe him? Does he owe him for the tevel? Or does he owe him for the part of the tevel that would have been left for him had he already taken off his trumas and maisers and given them away? So this is a machlokas. According to Rebbe, Mishalem lo d'mei tivlo, he pays him for the whole thing. Now you say pays him for the whole thing. We can't possibly mean he pays him for the whole thing, the full value. His brother Truma component, he doesn't own. He only has the right in it to define who he's going to give it to. But that's what Rebbe means. Rebbe means you got to pay him for the whole thing. The proportion that is entirely the full value, market value is yours. You pay that. The proportion that is the value of the Tovatana'a, you pay him that. But you're going to have to worry about the entire thing that you stole. And then we will go through the complex market analysis to figure out what each thing is worth. So obviously the part that is entirely yours, it goes according to the market that was listed that morning in the paper, that this is the price of whatever it is, of wheat. The other part is the question of Tovatana. We have to see what the market will bear on Tovatana, but you pay for everything. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, no, you're only paying for the value of the proportion which is completely chulin, as if he had already taken off the trumas and the maizrus, and what's left is entirely his. So, Eino Meshalem the Mei Chulin Shabo. Now, it appears to be, serves Rav Hoshaya, straight, very clear, simple explanation of this machloket. So, apparently, my love, Kamiflegate, Rebbe Sarvatovatana Amamo. So Rebbe says, look, you can't say he doesn't pay for that. I mean, that's worth money. Maybe it's not worth the full market value. But it's worth a significant amount of money, because obviously, it's worth it for somebody to pay me a nice proportion of the value of a thing in order for it to be a full-scale gift to his grandson, or whatever the case may be. So I'm certainly ready to pay you 20 cents on a dollar to be able to get a gift like that for my grandson. That's a bargain. So why shouldn't he pay for that? So Rebbe Yos Tovadaramamon, Rebbe Yos, Rebbe Yudah says it's all very nice, but it is not currently something that you own. It's a right that you're able ultimately to turn into money. So Yod, that doesn't give you mamon, it doesn't give you a balut in the things. Rebbe Yos Rebbe Yudah apparently holds Tovadana in a mamon. Therefore, somebody steals it. And now you won't have it, and you want to sue him for the value. He'll say, but it's just a groma. I just caused you not to be able to realize that amount of money that you could have sold. I'm not responsible for ultimate causes. I'm only responsible for actual direct violation of your bond. And therefore, I'm not going to pay you. I'm only going to pay you for the part that you could eat yourself. And so apparently, he holds Tovatana Eino Mama.
Assuming that you one would rely upon to...
What do you mean?
Well, there's
the
issue of...
No, it's irrelevant. Oh. It's irrelevant. We're talking about the theoretical rights of a Baalim, not whether he's a good boy or not a good boy. So therefore, the two parts of the Mishnah, I mean, we don't often like to say this, the two lines in the Mishnah are bringing out the sheet of two different people, but apparently there's no way to explain it. We've got a Mishnah that contradicts itself within two lines. On the one hand, it says, Tovatana is considered not to be Momon, and therefore I could just simply take it from you. And I said, heck with you and your Nadar. Who's interested in you? This is my Truma. Goodbye. And the very next line says, no, you have a right to say which coin you give it to, and he can't take it. So that's a machlokas, whether Tovatana is Momon or not. There you go. Says the Gemara Fisla, Rav Hoshaya, you don't even have the right to say that that's the machlokas. How do you know that's the machlokas? Maybe. No. Maybe kule alma tovatana enamama. Perhaps everybody agrees that tovatana is not considered to be value. That's not the question. But the machlokas over here is hachavatanot shelo hurmuka miflaget. What they're arguing about is Rebbe holds that the Trumot u'Ma'asrot, which have not as yet been removed, are not considered to be removed at all. They're not considered to be Truma and Ma'asar yet. And therefore we look at them like Kulin. The question of what you may have to do ultimately does not affect the current status of the material that was stolen. We don't see Tevel as a mixture of Kulin and Truma, and therefore the Truma is inside of it, and the Truma doesn't have to pay me for the Truma. There's no Truma. So, but he would have to take off Truma. That's not your business, Mr. Ganev. Right now you stole his payers. What he has to do for his mitzvahs is irrelevant to the current ownership of these things. Therefore, you pay him. And you're paying for the whole thing. So Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds, it's as if it was already Muram. If it was already Muram, that means there's Truma in here. We look at the Chulin, and at the Tevel, and we say, look, part of this is Chulin, part of this is Truma. They're currently mixed. When the person will remove the Truma, then he'll be able to eat it because it won't be mixed anymore. But basically, there's always Truma in there, so how can we pay Yisrael for the Truma when it isn't his? And that's the machlokas, how to view the matanot that are inside of Tevel. Do they exist as a concept and an entity that we just haven't defined yet? Where, or do they not exist until such time as you make a Truma? It has nothing to do with Tovat Hanah at all.
So if the Ganav pays him the full amount, what is he allowed to eat the whole, or what can he do with the money? Isn't that money Tevel?
Money doesn't become Tevel. Tevel is in Tafes Adama.
He's allowed to use
it. It's his money.
Even though it was...
That's right, because it wasn't being paid for Truma. Doesn't matter. If you don't hold that Tevel consists of Truma in it, so then there's no Yisr Hanah. Why can't I have the money of it? So therefore, we're arguing about a completely different issue. Who's talking about Tovat Hanah? I mean, obviously, we have to say that Tovat Hanah in a moment. I mean, if you're going to say Tovat Hanah a moment, there's no way to explain how it could be that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda would say that you don't have to pay for it. I mean, you certainly have to address that issue. But if you want to make it independent of the issue, you say, look, everybody could agree it's in a moment. What Rebbe is saying is what he seems to be saying. Pay him the whole darn thing. Rebbe didn't say pay him only the Tovat Hanah. You read into Rebbe that it must mean you pay proportionately the Tovat Hanah on that piece and the full value on the other piece. That's not really reasonable. Makes much more sense to say that what Rebbe is saying is you pay him the full value of everything. Well, why would he say that? Because Batanot Shelo Urmu are Lav Kamishu Urmu Dami. And we don't look at Tevel as being a constitution of a combination of Truma, Meiser, and Chulin. There you go. In which case, it's irrelevant to our mission anyway. So, therefore, we hold... Wait a second. If Tovat Hanah isn't Momon, something you're saying doesn't add up. If Tovat Hanah is not considered to be Momon, so Mali Hurmu, Mali Lo Hurmu. If the Tovat Hanah itself isn't Momon, so then what difference would it make? I don't get what you're saying. You're saying because... I mean, if ultimately you can't use it yourself, you can't get anything out of it, what's the point of him paying you unless it's a Tovat Hanah? Ain't a Momon. So then if the Truma is there or not is irrelevant because it isn't worth anything. Elahacha, the machlokas over here would be, I need time of the Rebbe, actually, forget about whether it's moment or not. Because it's irrelevant. No matter how you look at it, I've got a solution. Let's assume for a moment, I'll tell you as far, I don't even want to deal with it. If your Tovat Hanah is not considered to be moment, so then everything is great, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, correct? Tovat Hanah is not considered to be moment, and therefore, there's no problem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to pay for it because you didn't steal anything. Why does Rebbe hold you do have to pay for it? Nah, it's not. Rebbe holds the same thing. The only reason you have to pay for it is because why let a ganav get away with murder? Right? So make it as a knas to the ganav. We don't want people to be ganav and then to turn around and say, well, now wait a minute, let's analyze. Actually, it's a sfora, in a moment, cut out your lumdas, pay. So that's a knaf, that's all. But ain't a chinami, it doesn't have any implications halachically. You want to say it the other way around. Let's say it the other way around. You want to say Tovat Hanah is mama. So now Rebbe makes a lot of sense. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, why does he say you don't have to pay for the truma? Same kind of thing. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda would say, I'll tell you why. Because we tell that balabayit, now listen here, how come this Ganev walked into your house and stole Teva? What were you doing with Teva? Why didn't you take off your Trumas and Maizes, you know, Goodnick? Because we're blaming him. You want to leave Teva around, you now will suffer the results. You leave things like that around, God has punished you. The Ganev walked off with it. We're not going to have him pay you. You lost that on your Tovah Tana'ah. Because we're mafkir. So in other words, this last teretz over here is addressing contradictory points. In other words, when it says, well, Rebbe as far as this, Rebbe Yehuda as far as that, obviously it means clicking back and forth between Tovah Tana'ah Mamon and Atman, because otherwise we don't need svaras in both directions. So we're saying, if you hold Tovah Tana'ah as Mamon, then I've got a problem here, and I'll explain it this way. If you hold Tovah Tana'ah as Eino Mamon, then I've got a problem there, and I explain it that way. But either way, don't get us confused, because it's irrelevant. This is firm in both directions. So Kansua, Rav Yezi, Rav Yehuda, according to this, would say that even though Tovah Tana'ah is Mamon, Kansua Rabbon and Labala Bayit, Kiechla Lishilativoy, we don't want people leaving Tevel around. You got Tevel, take care of it. Only bad things can come of leaving it around. Rava says, you guys asked a question, you didn't think out the question properly. The whole question was ridiculous. If a guy says that I have ushered all Kohanim and Levim on me, what was the Tovah Tana'ah? Explain that again. The right to decide who to give it to. Like who? Martians? You certainly can't be giving it to Yisraeli, because they're not allowed to be nana from it. You can't give it to Kohanim, because they're usher. So what have you done when you said that? You said, I don't give a hang about the Tovah Tana'ah. I'm not going to give it to anybody. Oh, very good. So in other words, you don't care about the Tovah Tana'ah. So you remask the Tovah Tana'ah. Thank you. We'll now take it from you. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Kohanim should walk in and take it from him. You said, you can't do that. I have the right to define who to give it to. No, you just said that you're not going to give it to anybody, because you said nobody's allowed to be netted from it. So therefore, we'll take it from him. Masha Inken, if you say, I don't want that guy to be netted from it, fine, so give it to somebody else. He certainly can't take it from you, because you were never mafkir. You write to Tovah Tana'ah. So there's never any question in the first place. The Mishnah is so simple, it's so obvious. The difference between the two cases is the difference that the Mishnah defined. One case is answering all Kohanim, and therefore there can't be Tovah Tana'ah. The other one is answering for specific Kohanim, and therefore there is Tovah Tana'ah. So therefore, says Rava, Shine Truma, what are you telling me, Tovah Tana'ah? Hainu time to eat law korcho. Mishun de Truma lochazi el ala Kohanim. So if he can only give it to Kohanim, the Kimata Kaati Lemisri Alayo, he now just said, I can't give it to Kohanim. So Shavya Afra Ba'alma, he just turned his rights of the Tovah Tana'ah into dirt. It's not worth a penny. So why should I be able to take it? So let me go in and I'll take it. Now the truth is there's a little bit of a complication in this. Because I always have the theoretical right to go and get a she'ila heter on my debtor, I can be she'ila on the debtor. And therefore, I have the right to the right of Tovah Tana'ah. That apparently we're saying is not worth any money. It's a very interesting problem. Right? What do we do with that? There's an interesting Rajba that Ron brings here that makes that dependent on a similar case where a guy is Mekadesh a woman on condition that there's no Nadarm. Turns out there are Nadarm. So she goes, gets married to somebody else. But now we can go and be Shayel on the Nadarm. She's Shayel on the Nadarm. Now it turns out the original condition was a condition. The second guy who's married to her is now married to an Eishes Ish who was already married to the other guy. It's the same situation. A guy gives kiddushin to a woman on condition that either I don't have the dharm on me or you don't have the dharm on you. Turns out that he does have her. She does have her. So she, oh, too bad. The kiddushin's no good. Okay. Thank heavens, because I got a nicer boyfriend than you anyway, and he finally proposed. Okay, I'll accept kiddushin from him. But now when I'm okay the netter, I'm okay the netter l'mafreya. So now it turns out there never was a netter. We're not talking about HaFora, we're talking about HaTorah. So then why doesn't the second guy marry her? She is a theoretical Ashishish that always may be switched around because of the fact that he went around and was shoyel on his neder.
There's a step missing from you. Where is he matching the neder for her?
She went to his mat in the netter. He was, depending on who she could have gone to his mat in the netter. To a program.
After
the Hatara Sabarim International. Okay. It's an internet site.
Right.
Okay, no. It's about caucus, whether you need Skype to use it, you don't. Is it considered to be.
Do they have three computers sitting and listening? Is the Hatara after the Tznai?
Yeah.
There's a netter on her, so the
Kedushin
is out the window.
Right.
A year later,
she's matter the netter.
Okay.
But when did that atara take effect on the netter? A year and a half ago. That's right. So apparently, it says Rashi. So apparently, the theoretical right to atara sedarim doesn't change anything. I mean, if you could actually go ahead and get married to her, so why would there be a problem of considering that to be a theoretical right to Tovat Hana'ah?
It doesn't occur the second condition.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It would, though, if she did it. You just don't have to be chayshish that she did it. In other words, we pask in the din according to the situation now and not according to the time traveler's wife, which maybe she'll go back in time and be yoker than ever, right?
What if it's the new
Ram doesn't like that. How can you say such a thing? What do you mean? If there's really a chance that she would become an Ashishish, so what do you think we're going to be matter somebody who may indeed be an Ashishish?
But if it's the soon to be husband, second guy, who is matcher than Ned, along with her father, does that?
No, we're not talking about that.
Okay,
that's how far off. Doesn't affect the past. Right. So only a netter affects the past.
Why don't they make it first God give a good
Hetera. According to Rod, the issue simply is that since you were Zochem in a Hefker, there's no way to be Shoyel on the Hefker, and since at the time it's Hefker, it's Hefker. It doesn't matter if afterwards you're Shoyel on the netter. And as far as the Kedusha is concerned, he said it never says anywhere that if he had Nedarim that she's considered to be an Kedushas, it's only if she had Nedarim. And there it's in Mekadesh, because it would be absurd for her to go and mess up her own life by creating a situation where she was married to somebody else and then loses out on both husbands. Yecholah le'anot v'leket shikha u'peyah v'lo katani v'maaser ani v'atanya v'braita v'maaser ani ha'r Rav Yosef v'kasha ha'r Rav Eliezer ha'r Rav Ona and it's not. Rav Eliezer omer ein adam sarif likrot shem ala maaser ani shal demayim. The Chachamim are being Torah Shem, Vein Zerich Lafrich, the My Lab, Le'man Niyomar Sveko Tovel, Kasavarit Leta, or the way the Bach has it, Michael, Le'man Niyomar Sveko Eno Tovel, Kasavar Let Leta Vatana, Kiva de Let Leta Vatana, Shari Leli Tanuye, Le'man Niyomar Torah Shem, Kasavar Sveko Tovel, Koche Sveko Tovel, Itla Tovatana, Velo Shari Leli Tanuye. Omalei Abaye, not necessarily. The Kulei Hamasveko Tovel. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanu Balkamifuge, entirely different issue. Rabbi Eliezer Sabar. Lo nechshedu amei haretz al maaseran, because it's simply not worth it. Kima dilu mifka nikse avayoni v'shakarle. So then let lipseda. Rabbanu Savre, and the guy would never do that. Nikse lo mafkarin, she demirtat dilma zachibu inish achrine. Yokak nechshed. Rava Amar is not even a problem. Kanda Maaserani Mitchalek B'toch Habayit. We're over there. Ktiva Bei Netina. It says V'na Tata V'la Levi V'la Ger and V'la Yatom La Manav Achlu B'Sharecha. And Kanda Maaserani Mitchalek B'toch Hagranot. We're over there. It says Mitzay Shalosh Shanim and so on. V'inachta B'Sharecha. So that's Anacha. There's no Tovat Ana. Shari Leilitan Uyei. Then we have a contradiction at the end of the Mishnah. Koran and Vilavim, Neninli, Yitlo Baal Korcho. So if they could take it Baal Korcho, Amma Tovatana in a moment. So then Ema Sefer. Koran and Elu, Levim Elu, Neninli, then only Yitlo Akirim, but not them, Babylani Lo. Apparently, they would be violating his rights of ownership of Tovatana. So then you're telling me Tovatana is Momon. Make up your mind. Omer of Oshaya, indeed, this is a Machlokistanoi, and Lokasha. The Tanya had gone nev tivlo shel chaverot viyachlo. Mishalim lo demeiti v'lo divrei Reb. Reb Yosef Reb Yudah Omer. Eino mishalim ela demei chulin shabot. No, I love Baka Mithlikit. Reb Yisava tovata na'ah is mamon. And Reb Yosef Yisava Reb Yudah Sava tovata na'ah ina mamon. Not necessarily. Maybe kuli alma tovata na'ah ina mamon. Machlok is of yours b'matanach l'hor moka Mithlikit. And therefore, Rebbe holds that basically there's no Trumas and Maizus over here. There's only Chulin. Rebbe Yossi holds that no, there are actually Trumas and Maizus here. I don't get it. But if Lamaisa, there's no Mammon over here, Itavatana ain't a Mammon. Mali Rumu, Mali Lo Rumu, it's simply not worth anything. Elahaina time of the Rebbe, whatever you hold. Rebbe could always be saying it's a knas. Katzur Rabban Lagana, Kehechad Alo Ligno. Whatever you hold, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda may not be dependent on Tovat Anah. One way or the other, he may hold Katzur Rabban Labalabai, Kehechad Alo Lishelot Tivlin. Was my phone. Forget it. Rabbanah Shine Truma, the Ainu Time of the Yitla, Korcho, Mishim the Truma, Lokazi Alo Kavadim. The Kivan the God, he'll miss Shavi Afra Bialma on his own, so why should it be worth anything for him?